Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Ophelia.
I turn into forks and spoons on the full moon. I'm a silverware.
Stephanie, who plays Kuviana.
Hi.
Matt, who plays Wrath.
It was a good one, Lauren.
Matt, who plays Wrath.
Yeah, I'm dead inside now.
Okay. Ben, who plays Valeria.
Hello.
And Kyle, who plays Barry Dingle. Gribbit and Ribbit.
No, I'm just going to keep saying something different every time to make sure that Stephanie doesn't know what we ever actually said.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Last week you solved my bard puzzle.
Yep.
By not interacting.
I was totally gonna tell stories.
Sure you were.
I was gonna do all sorts of stuff.
Okay, but like, that
didn't happen. Hey, we'll go sleep somewhere else. Bye.
Okay, but to be fair, you started like talking to us, like researching through a manual, like, ooh, what am I going to kill him with? And then it's like, first thing we're going to come across, not going to trust it, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, then you caught some corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least we didn't kill your bard. Maybe you could use them later.
I'm going to.
There you go.
It's fine. We'll just kill them later.
Yeah.
That's also true.
But I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? It would actually be smart if Sean was like, oh my gosh, and like researching all this like monsters and then doesn't ever throw anything at us. And like just gets
right?
terrified to talk to anybody.
So, yeah. Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys fought some corpses. What else happened? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I forgot Ben was Valeria. I'm not even...
When you said Valeria, that's where we're at in our D&D career.
Mm-hmm.
See, Steph, this is what happens when you change your name partway through the season.
Or your race, or like, you really do get screwed, Ben. I think you literally...
This is the first time I've changed characters.
Oh, yeah, but like, you have to like change your race and change... You know, you're
just
everything
your
else.
Heat drastically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't change anything for you.
I know, but like Ben like sits there and recalculates his hit points, and I'm like, why?
Why?
No. Sean screwed me over. I'm changing the little thing that says race, and that's it. No.
Whatever race you turn into, it's gonna have evasion.
Yeah. True. Anyway.
No, you guys are in a cavern with some with the little river, if I recall correctly.
Is there like anything of note, like, you know, corpse? Like rummaging style. What do you call
the thing covered in worms?
I dropped my tentacles. Oh wait, other worms. I dropped my tentacles. Side note.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a movie about that once.
So yeah, you guys are in this cavern.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna keep walking, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you got to cross the water still.
But Lauren, you dropped something in the water and that's what shook everything, right?
Yeah, I kicked a rock in the water and that's what activated everything. But Sean, before we do that, Ophelia does want to like check the bodies to see if there's like anything.
Check the bodies on the floor. Check the bodies.
Going through the bodies, you find some fairly expensive jewelry.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say total probably about 300 gold pieces. Well, they're dressed in somewhat nice clothes. Nothing crazy.
Cool. I'm going to just tuck that away then.
I don't know. Barry broke the system. I don't even care about jewels anymore.
Right.
I know.
Well, real quick, I'm probably going to kick a rock into the water.
Okay.
And it happens all over again.
Yeah, like basically, I'm just going to... you know, kind of check out the area. You know, I don't know if you want to
perception check. Barry's going to very quickly back away from the water before Sean puts anything on the map. I canonically, Barry went further away from where that water, that rock went into the water.
And I would probably say, well, I mean, I'm just going to check this real quick, okay? And then I kick a rock in.
I drop my sword just in case.
Say that again?
I kick a rock in the water. What happened? Nothing?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Splash.
Do you drink it?
Sean. No, I have a thing against that.
If you guys want, I can fly a rope across. Yeah. Tie it to something, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be helpful there, Barry.
All right. Weep. Boom. Here you go. I did it.
Did you give me the end of the rope?
Yes.
Perfect.
If not, I'll just fly back. Here you go. And back.
Make me a rope tie check. I'm just kidding.
Steph, I can fly.
Well, no, I know you can. My question is are you trying to, like, Artex us out of there in case it, like, sinks?
No, so I'm basically trying to tie, if we can tie a nice rope on one side and tie it on the other side, then we have a little rope bridge, which is an easier way to cross. Yeah, and we can just cross the rope bridge versus, like, you know, cross a rope, just hold on to it as you go, which is much easier than swimming through dirty, dead thing water. That's all. Basic adventuring.
I thought that maybe we were going to walk through it, and then if we sunk, you were going to Artex us out of it, like Neverending Story style, make sure that we don't die in it.
I mean, if you do fall into it, keep holding on to the rope. So,
fair enough.
You know, all right. Kind of role is a rope check, Sean?
I was just kidding. I'm pretty sure that if you can create magical items out of nothing, you're more than capable of tying a rope well.
Okay. Hey, thanks. I think I appreciate the vote of confidence.
So, you tie the rope, you send it across to them. I'm guessing you guys tie it on the other side and kind of work your way across. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rope bridge.
You do so. You guys make your way across and the path continues.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, whenever we get to the other side, I am going to just, like, healing hands myself for 13 more HP.
Okay.
I am going to give her some HP as well, since I have Lay on Hands. I give her 20. So you have 20 HP back.
None for me.
Thank you, Raph.
How much do you need?
If you gave me 20, I'd be almost back up to full.
I'll give you 10.
Cool.
Because I do need to... I'm pretty sure Lay on Hands is like, I do need to be careful with that. Let's see. So I have just used up 30.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, Ophelia has gained 20 HP back, and Valera... am I saying that right? Valeria? Or
Valeria.
Valeria has 10 back. It's like, that wasn't too bad. Like, of all the undead, I'm pretty sure we've encountered worse throughout the years.
Well, it's not like they even attacked you.
That's one way to look at it. Let's keep on moving along.
So, you guys continue to wind your way through these tunnels following the map that's laid out before you. And as you round a corner, make me perception checks.
Ooh, boy. I'm okay with these.
That's a performance check, Wrath.
Oops, my bad.
Whoa! 12. Crushing it.
11.
And a 20 from Ophelia. All right. You guys round a corner and you're startled. As you look kind of down the corridor, somewhere off in the darkness, there appears to be a creature, mouth agape. It's about the size of a human, but much wider. It's bulbous. It's got a single eye and a bunch of tentacles coming off of its head that all appear to have what looks like eyes on them. Ophelia, with your 20, as you look at this thing, you're pretty sure it's not alive. The rest of you basically see a beholder ahead of you.
Okay.
Finally, right. I'd be like, finally, a worthy challenge.
Hang on. Hold the horses.
Barry pisses himself a little, just a little bit.
It's not, it appears to be unalive, not undead.
Oh. No, it appears to be unalive.
Oh, like undead. I don't do this anymore.
We are in rare form tonight.
No, we're not. It's fine.
Oh, this is us every week. Don't lie.
I just edited an episode actually where we were just absolute just fucking chaos magic. So this is not that uncommon.
That's some good magic right there.
Correct. It's not moving.
It is not moving. As you kind of look at the eye stalks, like the eyes appear to be like cloudy. Some of them are like half closed. It's been dead for what you would think is probably like a week, starting to decay. The whole area kind of smells like rot, not like Beholder.
Part of me is like, hey, is there still useful stuff in a week old Beholder stock from a potionary standpoint? I kind of feel like there might be.
Are you checking it?
I think I'm curious if it looks dead. I'm going to look at it.
What do you guys think?
Hang on. I think it's dead, but let's double check and make sure. And I pick up a rock and I throw it at it.
Yeah, you throw it at it. Give me an attack roll.
Oh, cool. To throw a rock, is it just... What do I roll?
Probably like straight strength or something like that.
D20 plus strength, whatever, is probably...
19.
Yeah, it hits. When you hit it, you kind of hit it in its central eye. This eye does not appear to be glazed over. It's more crystalline, and you hear like a crystal-like ting, kind of like a keening when it hits it.
Interesting.
Do you want me to poke it with my sword? It does damage to undead.
Not quite.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to cut one of the eye stalks off.
You want to help? Yeah. You go to cut the eye. As you guys are looking at this, this big central eye.
Well, I was about to try to pawn that off on Wrath. So let me
Hey, Wrath, you want to cut some eye stalks? You can keep one. Let's see if it works.
Sure, that's fine with me. And I just walk up to it. I stand
behind him.
Okay.
I show no fear.
I show plenty.
So you go to cut one of the eye stalks off. You cut it. It's definitely dead. It's swirling with like flies and all sorts of grossness. You're cutting this eye stalk off, but something strikes you. This major central eye does not appear to be an eye. It appears to be like a crystal of some kind.
Barry, do you want to take a look at that eye? It doesn't look normal.
Yes. Yes, I do. In fact, I would like to identify.
All right. You kind of look it over. You take your time with the identify spell and viewing it. This is more than meets the eye. With your identify spell, you recognize that this beholder replaced its eye with what appears to be a crystal ball of true seeing.
Holy fuck.
Wriggle said ball loose.
Yes. You reach your fingers behind it and pull it out. The actual magic item says it's 6 inches in diameter. This is more like a foot and a half in diameter. While touching it, if you attune to it, while touching it, you can cast the scrying spell with it. While scrying with the crystal ball, you have true sight with a radius of 120 feet centered on the spell's sensor.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's good. That's good. All right.
This is a legendary magic item.
Barry is going to like try to figure out a way to attach this thing to Jingle, probably. But
okay. Hey guys.
That doesn't look like an eye.
Have you ever heard of a true seeing? Or scrying?
Would this be like an arcana check or a history check?
I mean, it would be a magic-y thing.
So arcana.
Would your character, yeah.
I mean, I am also a bard. I learned.
Yeah, you've learned some arcane arts.
Mm-hmm.
What was your role?
18.
18. Yeah, you're familiar with the scrying spell. You've heard of it. You haven't learned it yourself, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty advanced magic.
Are you sure about that?
I think I have to spend some time with it. I have to attune to it and see what happens.
Description of scrying. You can see and hear a particular creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you.
Hmm.
Target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target.
Barry.
Mm-hmm.
You may have just found a way we could potentially find Balinor.
That is true. If Balinor is on our plane, we'll know where he is. But I think they'll know. He'll know. Potentially.
Potentially.
Potentially, but that means we could possibly find him and then stab out his betraying heart and put his carcass on the cross.
I like where you're going. However, it was just a thought, I apologize. Why don't you just hold very tightly on that, and then we're going to finish up our mission on Triton.
I will treat it with the utmost of care.
And then Jingle opens his mouth, and I just like shove it inside, like.
Do you need some help there, Barry?
Nope, we're good. It's expandable. It's the only dog with a snake jaw you've ever seen.
I don't know if I want to see that again.
Does Jingle have a consciousness?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering if he accidentally attunes to it.
Oh, no.
No, Jingle does not have a consciousness because he is a construct. And as we all know, constructs can't have consciousness.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Indeed.
There's the unethical artificer. Apologies.
Does it look like... Can we do like a medicine check or something to figure out what killed the beholder?
Yeah, give me a medicine check.
Okay. AKA, or a nature check. Sure that there's not a bigger threat that killed a fucking beholder and we're dicking around. To be completely honest. You said nature or medicine?
Medicine.
I'm going to go for nature. That.
That?
That being a 14.
14. Looking into its open eye hole, you can see that it's what would be its brains are just kind of a mush. You don't know what could have done this.
Okay.
Whatever it did was not interested in magic items.
Lucky us.
Mm-hmm.
You can also see like a couple like teeth marks on its head.
Keep an eye up occasionally. Something looked like it tried to eat the head of the beholder.
I think I've gotten everything there is to get out of this thing now.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder what could kill a beholder.
That's my fear. Let's keep moving before we...
You thought you could like 10 minutes ago.
I thought it would be fun.
Hold on.
Maybe it was. Let's find them and ask.
No.
give me one second.
If it was trying to eat the beholder's just its head, just you know the whole thing.
Maybe it's a bigger snake.
Kubiana, no. As they're kind of chatting about this, something drops from the ceiling. I need to find the stats on this.
Fuck! I really hope it's not what I think it is.
Is it behind me? In front of me?
It's just a stalactite.
Just onto your skull.
It hits me in my head.
Hold on, we're about to find out. I'm trying to find the stats on this. Let me see if I can find it in roll
20. I don't think you should find stats for something that hits me on my head. Fucking Christ, Sean!
I think I know what it is, and I'm freaking terrified.
Well, I appreciate your confidence, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Where do I find monsters?
You don't. Just have it be a rock and let's move on. Because you have that power.
Okay. Here we go.
I sell these books. You can buy it, Sean.
Yep. I don't have that one book right next to me that I need.
Kidding.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So it's going to make two attacks against you.
Okay.
One is going to claw at you as this brain with like these like claw like things.
Wait a minute. It's not undead or anything, right? Or
no.
Need dark vision to see? Does it need dark vision?
It does not rely on dark vision.
All right, Ben. What else do I got? Okay. I'll take the hit.
So first, it's just going to attack you. Okay. With its claws, as it's kind of grabbing onto your head. Eight versus your AC.
No dice.
Okay. Then it's going to land on the ground next to you, and I need you to make me an intelligence saving throw.
Cool. 21.
21. You save as this thing kind of assaults your brain. It kind of looks over the group and tries to... that's its surprise round. So we'll go ahead and roll initiative really quick.
Can I just step on it?
Just kick like, it.
I go squish now.
Really hard.
I go squish now. 12.
19. In some reason, I rolled it twice. Oh. 19.
Yeah, same here. 22. Nice.
You guys got this.
All right. So then it would be Wrath to act first. This thing kind of looks scared a little bit as it's backing up. It bit off a little bit more than it could chew.
Oh, you came to the wrong party now. And I just like go in and slash at it.
Okay.
And does a crit hit?
A crit does hit.
22 points of damage.
That's enough. you just kind of splat this thing into the ground. Its little leg kind of twitches for a second as it then dies. You're lucky you succeeded. These things are terrible, Stephanie.
Oh, God.
So basically, like, if it had hit you, you'd take 11 psychic damage, but then you roll 3d6, and if the total equals or exceeds your intelligence score, it's reduced to zero permanently.
You turn into a vegetable.
Yeah.
No! So at that point, let's just... hypothetically say, like, I basically have to have a new character, right?
You'd just be drooling.
Isn't that what happened to me? Wait a minute, that happened.
That's what
to me
happened
in the
game we played. Yeah.
No, it was fine in a one shot, but no.
It can TPK if you're not careful, like a group of these. So
it also once happened to a unicorn we knew.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly look. Can I look around and see if there's any more of those things?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give me perception checks or investigate. Get investigation checks, probably more likely, because you're looking around now. Oh
my God, I crit fail.
Oof.
Stephanie's just staring at this thing in horror. Or sorry, Kuviana is.
Like, well, Stephanie probably is too. Mm.
Yeah, you guys do not find any trace of anything like this. What you'd imagine is this thing got the drop on this beholder and just made it dumb. And
damn.
Got lucky.
We're not going to fuck around.
And it probably starved to death.
I just kind of like look like I am like poking it with a stick, but with my sword, it's like, this didn't put as much of a fight as I was kind of hoping.
You know, it was going to be a big enough threat, though. So let's keep going.
Agreed.
Killed the beholder, so let's just call it a win.
So does that mean I can kill a beholder?
You can kill a thing that can kill a beholder.
I'll take it.
So.
We mosey on.
All right. So you guys continue your journey. It's getting late. You guys have been traveling for a very long time. Did you guys set up camp before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Then it's getting towards the end of the day. As you guys reach what appears to be the end of this map, you would know that just ahead should be an exit to a cave that is just outside Trenton.
So do we want to camp like in the cave before we go and face whatever's in Trenton, or do we want to just go for it? Just balls the walls, go for it.
Well, what are you guys looking at as far as spell slots and health?
I'm pretty good.
I'm down.
Let me take a look.
That bad. I think I've used one spell slot.
I got a couple spell slots in, but I'm otherwise doing okay.
Yeah, I got quite a few.
We could always just take a short rest.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, the thing is, I've only got one spell slot down and I'm full health.
All right, then we could just.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably just keep muscling. Oh, right, okay. You're fucked up, so.
Well, I want to make sure because we've already heard that the surface is very scary, right?
All right, like, let's just take a short rest.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to do it. Just because, like, if everybody's retreating to the Underdark to be safe, maybe, just maybe we should think about that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to do a short rest, Sean.
You set up a little campfire, chill for a minute. You can see outside that it's raining. It's overcast as usual, but it's early evening. The sunset looks kind of strange through the haze. It's very pinkish and orangish.
Hold on. I'm failing miserably at rolling.
Not quite as bad as Ben, man.
It's fine. I spent 3 hit dice and only healed 11 HP.
Do you need some more HP?
No, I'm down 2 for my max, so I'm good.
I'm getting there, I promise. I don't know where fucking how to...
See, so, do I get my lay on hands pool back after a short rest, or is it a long rest?
I think it's a long rest.
Yeah.
I think the only thing you'd get back is... No. Channel Divinity.
I don't know why D&D Beyond said, oh, you get your pool back, which I think that would be a little OP if I get my pool back after a short rest.
Yeah.
Stephanie, another reason to think about D&D Beyond is that I literally just hit the short rest button and it like goes through all my sheet and like fixes my spell slots and does all the, like...
Stephanie, between last week and this week, you didn't set up D&D Beyond?
No, that's a season 8 Stephanie problem. I'm not putting Kuviana in there. I'm not.
It's so much better, Stephanie. It's so good.
Have you set up a character? Have you set up a character?
It's so good.
Yeah.
You can do it in like 5 minutes.
Oh, actually, the original Kuviana is in there.
In the time we could have, in the time we chatted before this game, you could have been done.
Yep.
So I still have time to chat. You know what? Now I'm just going to be fucking stubborn about it.
And I'm going to put a requirement on it.
Yeah.
Fine. Season 8. I'll do it. Not now.
It's just so easy now. Okay. I just click all these little buttons and all the things that I need happen. And it's nice.
Yeah, but then you can't cheat and have extra things that you weren't supposed to have.
You can, though, is the truth. Is the D&D Beyond does let you cheat on your character sheet. Like, so you can cheat the same way you can cheat on anything that you can lie on. Like, it's just as easy to cheat on Roll20 as it is with D&D Beyond, which is to say it's hard to cheat because you're playing with Ben, and Ben will catch a cheater so quickly. You'd be so subtle about cheating if you're going to cheat with Ben, because he'll just do the fucking mental math. He's like... +8. You shouldn't have a +8. And all of a sudden,
like carry the like
fucking all comes tumbling down. So
square root of, you know, here's my new goal in life is I am going to try and like get like try to skirt around Ben's rules, like to where Ben doesn't catch me doing it. I'm going to see if I can slightly lie.
The problem is that he will know it happened. It's just Ben will let you get... You're basically deciding what will Ben let you get away with.
We're about to find out.
It's a slight enough correction that he's just like, all right, whatever. It's fine. It's no one's going to care.
Okay. Short rest.
Right. We're playing a game. All right.
D&D, maybe.
Is that what we do?
No, it's how we fuck with Ben.
Ben trolling. All right, where we? I guess we've short rested, and I think we're ready to go.
Yep, yes. We're gonna go up to the surface world.
So as you exit this cave, like I said before, it is sunset. You would know that this is about a quarter mile outside of Trenton, and without too much difficulty, you see what you believe is Trenton. Not as it used to be, in so much as the walls have been greatly fortified by pretty much everything they could use to shore up. They are about 20 feet tall, constructed of many different materials, whether it be bookcases or just straight up cut down trees. You can see that on the walls, there are guards lined all the way around, standing 5 feet separate, meaning there's probably hundreds of guards on this wall, in constant vigil of everything that's going on the outside. As they spot you, one guard lifts up a torch and the others draw all of their crossbows down upon you. You've got about 40 guards with crossbows pointed in your general vicinity.
I hold up our symbol, the Dawn Eagle, and I say, emissaries from Pax Slayer. We're with the Dawn Eagle. Just checking in on everyone.
Very well. We're mostly concerned of the undead at this point. Please approach the gate slowly. With your hands up, we are unsure of all trickery that is occurring these days, so that you may be properly vetted before entering.
And I put my little insignia away, and I just kind of nod at the group, put my hands up, and walk slowly.
Okay. You guys approach this gate as they lower this massive, like, steel-banded, wood-timbered gate kind of lowers like a drawbridge. Beyond it, you can see the actual walls of the city with a portcullis, and on the other side of it, there appear to be three guards. So you walk across this drawbridge, approach this portcullis, and someone there says,
yes, welcome to Trenton. Sorry for the security. We have received tell that you would be arriving from One Clover. He sent a message, a missive, to us via magical means. We were told that a party of five would be arriving.
Yes, that is us.
Hi.
And your names, please?
I am Ophelia Axe.
I'm Kuviana Axe.
Bartholomew J. Dingle. You can call me Barry.
Valeria Sterell.
Rathul Mazahigi.
All right, this all appears in order. Please step forward to the gate so that we may close the outer gate, and then we'll lower the portcullis.
You guys step forward a little bit. Crank, 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 crank. It goes up, and then once it's secured, you can hear them kind of securing something up top. Then they lower the portcullis, and they say, again, pardon the security. One cannot be too careful these days. We're managing as best we can, but we have to obey proper security protocol in order to ensure our survival in these dark times.
No, it's understood completely. You have to protect your own. I'm so sorry. I did not catch your name.
Me, I'm Ernest.
Ernest. All right, and what does Ernest look like?
He's elderly, bespectacled, missing hair up top, but still got hair on the sides. He kind of looks like a friar, like Friar Tuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And right. Like human.
With glasses. Yes, human. Portly. He says, Clover was quite concerned when he sent his missive. We've had issues with our magical items lately not functioning, so we have not been able to run our check-in with Pax Slayer. But our sages have done some work and found out the culprit and have dealt with it.
What was causing your issues, if you don't mind me asking?
Rogue wizard here in town.
Rogue wizard? Can I, do an insight on this?
Yeah.
Let me find my button. my button is here somewhere. There it is.
Are you sure it's not a
seems
button?
On the level. He seems like he's being honest with you. He proceeds to continue. Yes, this rogue wizard by the names of Barnabas decided to try to tamper with the weave, meaning well, but did not consult the sages of the town and accidentally stripped some of our connection to the weave for a bit. It has since been remedied.
Does that make sense?
I'm unsure. He had a magic item that was since destroyed, and it reestablished connection.
Sean, does that, like, check out for me? Like,
it's a bit obscure, but not outside the realm of possibility. You would imagine that basically this wizard accidentally created an anti-magic aura around the surrounding areas.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to hear that not too much other than that was happening. How long ago did you catch this Barnabas, or I guess how long have you been having this issue?
Oh, he's on our council. But he has since stepped down.
Okay. And then I go ahead and I just reach out and hold my wife's hand and and just is he leading us somewhere, or like, what's the setup?
What was that?
Is he leading us somewhere, or are we just standing around talking?
You're just standing around talking.
Okay.
It seems like this is his post currently.
Okay.
He's not really a guard. He seems more like someone who would be like customs, or maybe a higher up in the city that's been tasked with, you know, vetting people that come into the city.
Okay. And so, like, whenever he's vetting us, is he just like, what does that process look like for us?
He's just eyeing you up and down, chatting with you. He saw your insignia. He validated your names without him telling them to you. So he seems to think that you're on the level. They were anticipating your arrival.
Okay, cool.
Well, anything we should know about the city before we go in? Any new security rules we should know about?
Before you leave, you must notify us. No insies outsies from the city without notifying us. But other than that, you are trusted members of Paxlayer, are you not?
I mean,
professional courtesy would be to let you go about your business as envoys. What business do you have, out of curiosity?
We are looking for a friend.
A friend, fair enough. Well, we are aware of your arrival and we will not impede you. Should you require anything, you can speak with us in the town hall, which is now our meadery, or was our meadery.
Ah, I understand. Perhaps you could provide us or point us to some lodgings. It's been a long, long
journey. Well, there are several inns in town. How boisterous are you intending to be?
Look at Rahul. I don't
know. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I think your finest could work. I look at Barry. Like, just quick glance.
You guys take diamonds?
I mean, they're not worth as much anymore, as they've been kind of spreading throughout the area due to someone flooding the market. We assume that it was the...
Rubies?
Precious gemstones in general have dropped in value quite significantly, but I'm sure you could find lodging with a couple of gems.
Frozen yogurt. Got it.
I got
other options.
Where's your nicest?
That would be the Dementia Dragon.
Mincha Dragon?
Dementia Dragon.
Oh,
the Dementia Dragon Inn.
Fine. I think also somewhere for us to have a drink and a bit of food.
I'm sure you'll find everything you need at the Dementia Dragon. It's called as much because you'll forget everything else other than the fact that you're having such a wonderful time.
It is Dementia Dragon. Okay, I was like...
all right, well, if it's a one-stop shop, I guess we're headed to the Dementia Dragon.
Yes, you can find it off of Oak and 7th.
Okay. Well, Mr. Ernest, it was nice meeting you. Are we free to...
Oh, yes, please don't let me keep you.
All right, well, you have a lovely evening, and if you need anything, you know where we're at.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'll probably look to the group and be like, I think we should sit down now that we're in Trenton and have a quick bite to eat and maybe discuss what our next steps are.
All right.
You guys make your way through the streets. People aren't quite as cheery as, I mean, it would be in a normal city, but that's kind of just the state of affairs these days. There still appears to be commerce happening, amongst other things. And you make your way through the city, and you come upon a very large inn that appears to have some sort of brewery attached to it. And it lists as Dementia Dragon above it. The sounds of music fill your ears as you approach.
I believe this is the place.
Mm-hmm. And I open the door and let
people. Yep. You open the door and the humdrum kind of sadness that's going on outside seems to be lost within here. Everyone appears to be having a great time. There are several bards playing in different corners of the hall as there's just a cacophony of music coming out. People are drinking, having a good old time. As you guys notice, there appear to be two bars. One of them is just your standard bar. The other one appears to have several tubes coming down the wall with different taps on it.
Like self-serve taps?
No, there is a bartender, but they seem to be coming from all different manner of location.
Why want the mystery pipes?
mystery pipes?
Yeah. It makes me think of the double daughters.
That's exactly what the plan was. That's exactly what the plan was.
With the nastiest drink that's ever existed.
The drink that is legitimately called Go Fuck Yourself.
Mm-hmm. We have all had it. Sorry, except for Kyle.
shucks. I guess I'll make it through.
It's literally a bar that has a tube behind the bar with, like, you can see bubbles going up in it, and they just and, pour like, it straight out of it, and it is like, oh my god, it's the most alcoholic thing that I ever drank in my entire drinking career, outside of maybe, like, the shit my dad brought home from Taiwan.
Or lighter fluid?
Yeah.
Like, it's really fucking bad. It doesn't matter. Like, you it buy gave me one, nightmares. And everybody splits it, because no one can drink an entire one.
Excuse you.
Drink the whole thing.
You didn't drink the whole thing. Just yeah. Most of it.
Yeah. And that was like more in like a like you can do anything if you do it like this. Anyway, okay, digress. Okay. I'm gonna go to the mystery liquid. I'm gonna grab Ophelia and we're gonna go over
Jesus Christ.
I did. Okay. So I'm gonna grab my wife's hand and I'm gonna be like, honey, let's go get a drink.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'll probably have a small conversation with Lauren about what she thinks.
Are you going to normal bar or tube bar?
Tube bar.
All right.
Tube bar.
As you walk up to the bar, you notice that these spigots have different colors of, you know, there's a red one, an orange one, a yellow one, a green one, and a blue one. And you also notice that there's a wheel sitting on the bar with corresponding colors. Okay. All of them except for there's multiple of all the colors except for there's only one slot of blue on the wheel.
Is this a pie the bartender chart drinking?
Says, yeah, right. It's basically like Wheel of Fortune. So you approach the bar and it's inset in the bar and it says the barkeep female, very stout. She is not one you want to mess with. She appears to have some sort of shillelagh on her hip, and she looks over you and says, you having a drink?
I mean, we were trying to. This is a odd setup. Never seen one like this before.
Oh yeah, it's not up to you what you have, it's up to the wheel.
So, can you give us a rundown on what's in there, or is it going to be a surprise?
Oh, it's all a surprise.
All right.
So I look at Ophelia and I'm like, I think we need to do it.
All one right. Silver will get you in the door.
I put a silver down.
Yeah, okay. I was like, yeah, we put two down.
Yeah.
Okay, roll me a D12.
Okay. I'm so excited.
12.
Spin the wheel, and you take the wheel, and you spin it. Tick, 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 tick.
I love this.
And then it ticks over to blue. She's like, and as it does that, as it hits blue, banners drop from behind the bar, and like this magical confetti shoots out. She says, oh, you got a blue! As she then takes out a tankard that's huge. Huge, right? And she starts with blue, and then she works her way down the bar and begins to make this suicide drink out of all of the different taps.
Oh.
Slides it across the bar to you.
Good luck.
And everybody at the bar just stares at you.
I grab it and I take a huge swig out of it.
Okay, make me a con save and roll me a d12.
I can't wait.
they call it crit fail.
Okay, you are shit faced. Roll me a d12.
I love this.
Three.
Three. You are drunk. You are shit faced for 3 days.
Fucking great. Oh. All right, so I gotta act like I'm shit faced for 3 days.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, babe, go! This is the best place I've ever been. Oh, wow. Love it.
Oh, God.
As everyone raises their glass and cheers as you, and the barkeep looks at you, Ophelia, and says, "How about you? You having one?"
We'll see what happens. Spin that wheel.
Okay. I was like, let's have a D12.
I did
tick,
it earlier.
Tick, 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 tick. What was your roll?
Three.
A three? You land on yellow. And she's like, "Yellow, yellow," as she then pulls out a glass, fills it with this yellowish liquid from the yellow tap. It kind of is like a golden color.
Okay, cool. I kind of sniff it for a second.
Smells, it's got a nice bouquet of crisp apple.
I take a good swig.
You drink it. You don't feel inebriated. But you feel pretty lucky.
Oh.
You feel like any of your checks for the next 24 hours will be rolled at advantage.
Ew. Hold on. I gotta write notes. Stephanie is shit-faced.
For 3 days.
I don't know
days.
If you can see this, but I wrote a sticky note and put it on my computer screen because I will forget that I'm drunk for 3 days.
Oh my God.
Like, that's like not even like a notation in like Pod Talk or anything else. That's a sticky note on the front of a computer. What'd you say?
What was that again? Just checks, not saving throws, just checks. So any skill check you do.
So Sean, as Lauren's drinking her drink, I'm going to go and start talking to everybody in the bar.
Okay.
Like, just, I'm making all the friends and I can't stand
up. You make some friends, you make some people leave, but you do make some friends.
Okay, cool. Do I remember
particularly
who they are?
One group of halflings that are at the table kind of adopt you as their own. You have become thick as thieves with them.
Okay.
You guys start singing old drinking songs. You're having a grand old time. You find out that they are from Rayada.
Okay. I feel like I need to take notes.
Okay. You find out that they're from Rayada. They are here on business. Okay. Trade business.
Stephanie, you're taking notes when your character's drunk?
Because maybe Kuviana's a badass drunk that remembers everything.
They are honey salesmen, and they are here particularly to sell honey to the meadery. They're sense. Beekeepers, apiarists.
There you go. Their names? No Gregor or Gregory. Stay away from it. Don't do it.
One of them's named Gatton. One of them's named Crackle. One of them's named Bunny.
Okay.
Yep. B-U-N-K-N-E-E. One of them is named Tullamore. And one of them is named Nerwin. And I'm not going to remember any of those names.
It's okay. Written. So when we go to Rayada, I have friends. And then
yes,
Ben can.
Yep, you just continue drinking with them. No amount of more alcohol is going to make you any drunker than you already are. You could drink into the evening, and you don't feel sick.
Okay,
you That's are, cool. And through this, you are immune to being poisoned for these 3 days.
Mm. Right. Perks of being an alcoholic. So yeah, I just want to keep making friends. I feel like at some point in time I might be on top of the bar.
Oh, absolutely.
Dancing. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. How much you want to bet? Because you said there was a band playing, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna take over the show.
Like, what you discover is that as you're looking to do so, looking around at all these musicians, you're like, man, you find one spot in the corner where there's just a band. There is no singer, but there appears to be a sign up sheet where you can put your name on it. And then at one point they'll call you, and you've noticed several different people getting up and singing different songs and then going back to their table. It appears that as though you can be your own singer in this bar.
Oh, delightful. I sign up.
Okay, there's a list of songbooks sitting around the bar. Okay, so so it's at this point that you guys notice Kuviana is just sloppy, but she's having a grand old time, and she gets up to sing. What's your favorite song that you found in the book and put on the list to sing?
Oh, I feel like I need to grab my wife and take her up there. And do make it. Her sing Suddenly Seymour with me.
Suddenly Seymour, the ballad of the gnomish gentleman, the gnomish gardener, and his unrequited love.
It's so painful. just her performance.
She pulls you up there, Ophelia, and Wrath and everybody else. You guys look up. Roll me a performance check, Ophelia and Kuviana.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I feel like this is a song you and I used to sing to each other.
Wait, Lauren. No, I'm at advantage. Okay, hold on. Because I'm lucky.
Yes.
I make an advantage.
Oh, an 8, which makes total sense.
Why did it not do that? Why did it stop?
What? Maybe can it be Suddenly Rena? To where it's, you know, female?
Suddenly Rena? Yes. Suddenly Rena.
That did not work.
Oh, D&D Beyond working so great.
Just roll it twice.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just teasing. Makes sense.
Performance. Okay.
You had an 18, baby.
18. Ophelia is crushing it. Kuviana is not. And as you guys look over, she is just sloppy, but she's having a good time. And this group of 5 halflings are just cheering along. There's even though she's doing awful, they're all having a great time. And you guys look up from wherever you're at. And what are you guys doing?
I didn't even get rooms yet, Stephanie.
I actually like joined the other bards when this is happening, like joining in with playing my instruments.
You fall right in with them. This is all just basic stuff. You know, it's kind of like if you're a piano man, you just fall right in.
Yep.
Valeria just kind of looks over at Barry and is like, does this always happen?
It has happened a non-zero amount of times. I usually just go to the room because it takes me even less alcohol to be even dumber than that. So, not all of us are super weird.
We should probably get a room then.
As you guys are chatting, and you say that, a gnome looks over at you, Barry, and he says, Thimble capacity, Barry?
Excuse me.
Is that you? It's me. Do you remember from the what was the name of that geared tavern that you never went in?
Oh, I don't remember.
This young gnome was an aspiring artificer who met you one evening as you were kind of passing by the front of this place. He's like, "Oh man, it's great to see you. Have you thought about what I asked you?" You don't recall anything of what he asked you. You barely recall this gentleman.
A lot has happened to me since we last chatted. Catch me up to speed with what's been going on with you.
Oh, I've been working on my artificing, and you said you might look over some of my inventions one day. Here, and he pulls this thing out, and he's holding it, and it appears to be like a box with a little crank on it.
Interesting. And I open my magical box that is like the, you know, thing in the field with ice cream, and I'm just going to start eating ice cream out of it while he shows me.
Okay.
Demonstrate for me, please.
See, it's a toy. You take this thing and you turn this little lever and it makes a little noise like do 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 do. He's like, and right when you finish it right here, a thing pops out and then it just explodes in his hands and ashes shoot in his face. His hair's blown back. He's like, well, it's supposed.
I love it.
You love it?
Here's what you're thinking. You are disappointed right now because it didn't do what you wanted. That is artificing. You've now learned a new thing. You made that shit explode.
Whatever
you did wrong today is right for something you're going to think about that you need to blow up tomorrow. I didn't think you were going to learn how to blow some shit up today. But now you learned how to make a crank that blows up. Very useful.
Turn my frown upside down.
More Mr. useful Jingle. Than a child's toy, if I'm being honest.
Well, wow. Wow. There's wow, Mr. Turn. Dingle, thank you so much. I'll go keep practicing and I'll remember that.
Yes, cool. What was your name again, chap?
Well, I've been calling myself...
Well, yeah, nothing. What you call nothing. Yourself. You don't need... No, hold on.
What's Dingle.
Names are chosen. What? Excuse me?
Nothing, I'm nothing.
Now, hold on. You can't call yourself Barry Dingle.
The only way I've been able to make money, sir.
Hold on. You've been making money based on my name?
I mean, you're a pretty well-known artificer if I put, you know... Oh, I'm sorry. And he pulls out of his satchel, he pulls out a bunch of little trinkets that he's made, and stamped on each one of them, it says, crafted by the loving hands of Barry Dingle.
How much?
Oh my God.
How much have you made selling these?
100 gold.
How much?
500 gold.
Are you telling me the truth?
Yes.
There is a smart way to answer this and a dumb way to answer this.
No, I'm not telling
you. How much money have you made?
727 gold pieces, 13 silver pieces, and 12 copper.
Okay. Well, you owe me 181 gold and 75 silver. Thank you.
All right. And he reaches
I'll take that now, please.
And he pulls it out, he counts it, puts it in your hand.
That is only 25%. And that's because you got balls. And it's funny. And honestly, it's funny. And I don't really care about my name. So you got all those things going for you.
All right, then I'll save a percentage for you, I guess.
If I hear you're doing dumb shit, it goes up to 50%. And if it doesn't, if I don't get all of it, it goes up to 100% of your life.
Okay, sir. Okay. I'm sorry, sir.
Amazing. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. And he like runs out, dropping stuff behind him as he goes.
So now I'm in the street somewhere?
I thought you were in.
Where are we?
We're in the bar.
We're in the bar. Yeah. Okay, great. So then I go up to. I just take a quick cursory glance at like who looks like they could use money. And then I just dump a handful of gold into their whatever much I just got, which is 181 gold or whatever.
Yeah.
There are several people.
I mean, there are a couple people that look pretty down on their luck. You're handing them gold. They look pretty happy.
So then if there's like several people, then I hand the, you know, I break it out into like 40 or 50 gold each.
Yep.
And I just disperse it and go, all right, cool. Back to the room.
All right.
That's it. That's my night.
Valeria, what are you doing at this point?
I think at this point I'm just keeping an eye on what the rest of the group is doing, trying to figure out, like, basically just trying to make sure they don't all die suddenly.
Yep. So you're playing caregiver,
but from a more like a very hands off. Just like
you notice
standing
that
nearby that like
Kuviana offends someone at some point by saying some dumb shit, and well, you're able to smooth
sound
it over.
Like me,
she's super smart. Okay.
You confuse a Sverf Neblin with a surface gnome at one point.
Oh,
and they weren't too happy about it. Valeria
is not too happy about it.
As they ball up their fist, Valeria calms them down. Other than that, yeah, you're able to keep tabs on them. You guys are having a grand old time. Eventually, you get rooms. And towards the end of the night, you make your way to your rooms. And I think that's where we'll end this episode.
The real question is does Kuviana make it back to her room, or mm-hmm. is she sleeping on the roof of the establishment? Or
I think Ophelia, between yeah. Ophelia and Valeria, she finds her way to a bed.
I'm a strong girl, so I'll just like toss her over my shoulder.
It's all fun drunk, though. It's all yeah. fun drunk. No sad crying drunk. All fun drunk. No puking. None of that. Just very, very
fun,
drunk.
Fun drunk can involve passing out places that are inopportune.
But it's more like that perfect level of very drunk where you're not sick, you're not puking, you're slurring quite a bit, you're slightly incoherent, but you're having a good time.
Yelling, "I love you, you motherfucker," and that kind of stuff.
It's that end of the night when you're not ready to end the night.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be that way for 3 days.
3 days.
Insufferable. Insufferable. No one wants to be around that person unless they are themselves are drunk.
I'm really excited to.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what kind of drunk energy you bring to the next couple days of games. Right. But until next time. You can keep in touch with us all the ways that we always say, which is mostly email sweet@turtle.fyi or just email at tabletopchampions.com. Also, what was that pronunciation?
Also,
you can join our Discord. There's a link at tabletopchampions.com. And that's it. Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.